to turn to the 23rd Psalm, Psalm 23. Looking at living life in the 23rd Psalm, and really the 23rd Psalm ought to describe, be a description of our life. Been looking at verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We see in those words that there is a firm persuasion and also a ongoing awareness of the being of God, the Lord is. There's also a persuasion and an ongoing awareness of the person of God that is described in the word Lord. Again, we see a progression here. Many believe in the being of God. That's as far as they get. It is progress to be persuaded of the person of God. But even being persuaded of the being and the person of God still isn't enough if we're going to live this life. There has to also be a persuasion and awareness of a connection between God, who God is, and ourselves. And we've looked at those things the last few weeks. Then there's another progression. We see there's a connection between the Lord and ourselves. In other words, the Lord is relevant in our lives. The being of God is relevant. The person of God is relevant in our lives. We see also there's an awareness of the care of God for us. The Lord is my shepherd. The shepherd, of course, takes care of the sheep. So he's aware of the Lord's care. So aware that he goes on to say, I shall not want. I shall not lack the care of the Lord, or I shall not want any other shepherd, any other care. So these words are all through the psalm, but in particular verse 1 are spoken in a tone of great confidence. Not confidence in self, but the fact that the Lord is. That's where the confidence begins. The Lord is. And that he is my shepherd. And that because the Lord is, and because he is my shepherd, I shall not want. I shall not lack. So you see, the being of God, the person of God, a connection between God and the individual. This, of course, leads to great confidence in the care of the Lord. Notice, as you read through the psalm, he's aware of God's present and continual connection and care in his life. He uses the present tense of the verb through the psalm. He begins in verse 1, the Lord is. Is, of course, is a verb. It's a state of being. But it is present tense. It is continual. The Lord is. And then he proceeds, and the verbs that he uses, again, they are in present tense. Verse 2, he says, he, that would be the Lord, his shepherd, maketh, continually. He maketh. No one else does it. He maketh me. Verses 2 and verse 3, it is, he leadeth me. Again, there's a personal connection, me. But we see God is doing something. He's caring for his sheep. He maketh me. He leadeth me. Verse 3, he says, he restoreth my. He restoreth my. Again, it's all personal, but it's all present tense. It's all continual. He maketh, he leadeth, he restoreth. Verse 5 says, thou preparest. Thou preparest. He maketh, he leadeth, he restoreth, and now thou preparest. Verse 5 also, thou anointest. So you see, in each case, you have a verb, something God is doing. And in each case, it's present tense, it's continual. In each case, David recognizes God as the doer. God is the doer. And you see that throughout this 23rd Psalm. God is the doer. David is the object or the recipient of the act that God performs. And David realizes this. And all that we would realize that truth, God is the doer. We are the object. We are the recipient of the action. It is a life. So what you see here, he maketh me, he leadeth me, he restoreth my soul, thou preparest before me, thou anointest my head. What you see here is a life that is impacted by God. The care of God has impacted his life. He was living in awareness of what God was doing in his life. And you see that in each verse that you read, you see that there is an awareness of David of what God was doing in his life. And there is a great failure in God's people, a failure to recognize God's acting in a life. It takes most of the time to just be still for a while, calm down, and get your eyes on the right thing and observe what God is doing. And many times, of course, we're unaware of exactly what God is doing. But we ought to know this. God is always doing. And he's always doing, according to Romans 8:28, he's always doing for us, in our behalf. So he's living his life in the awareness of what God is doing in his life. That's what it is to live life in the 23rd Psalm. It's not a life of oblivion of God. It's a life of acknowledging. It's a life of recognizing. It's a life that is conscious of what God is doing. Notice a very familiar verse, Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 6. In all thy ways. Is everything in your life, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. Recognize God. Be aware of God. Be aware of God's care. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. We wouldn't even have to think about being thankful if we just recognize, acknowledge God in all our ways. I mean, if you see God in all your ways, you can't help but be thankful. It's just the natural result. Why is it that people, for the most part, are unthankful? Because they're oblivious to God. They're oblivious to the care of God. And when something happens that they think is good in their life, they give man the credit. Or they attribute it to something else. But here we see we're to acknowledge, we're to recognize, we're to be conscious of God in all our ways. And as the result of such, and as a result of the being and person of God, he could then say with full confidence, I shall not want. And when you acknowledge God in all your ways, when you see God, this confidence in God is a natural result. It's not something you have to work on. It's just the natural result. You see God working in your life. You see the miraculous in your life over and over, and you just come to the conclusion, you know what? I shall not want. I shall not lack. People all the time work on the wrong things. Well, I'm going to work on being more thankful. I'm going to work on being more joyful. Well, I've got news for you. That's not going to work. Because that's really not the problem. The problem is an acknowledgement of God. Seeing God. You see God in everything, you'll be thankful. You see God in everything, you'll be joyful. So what we have here is a picture. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We have a picture of God's providential care, God's providential provision. And he expresses this throughout the 23rd Psalm. Notice the psalmist is, the whole tone of the psalm is confidence. Perhaps a better word would be assurance. And again, it's based upon this being, this person, this connection of God with his people. And the psalmist is expressing confidence or assurance, living in the awareness of God's providential provision of rest for him. He says there in verse 2, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. God, in his care, has green pastures. And those green pastures are connected. There's a relevancy for you and I. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. You see, some people are so caught up with themselves, they think, yes, God has green pastures, but he won't lead me there. Get over yourself. Get your eye upon the Lord. God has green pastures, and those green pastures are for his people. And he maketh his people to lie down in green pastures. So there's the provision of rest. We see also in verse 2, there's the confidence and assurance of God's provision of peace and refreshment. He mentions the still waters. That's a place of peace. That's a place of refreshment. God has these places of rest for his people. God has these places of peace and refreshment for his people. And God takes his people to these places. That's the care of the Lord. We see also in verse 3 that he has confidence and assurance. He's living in the awareness of God's provision of pardon and restoration. He says he restoreth. He restoreth. Quit trying to restore yourself. He restoreth. He restoreth. You can't restore yourself any more than you could save yourself. He restoreth. We see also there's a confidence in the guidance of God. There's paths of righteousness. And he leads in those paths of righteousness. There's also a provision of courage. Verse 4, we see the psalmist says, I will fear no evil. Why? Because of who God is. Because of what God does. We see also he's assured of God's companionship. Verse 6, for thou art with me. He's assured of these things. And that's why he says, I shall not want. He's also assured of God's protection and preservation. He says, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Also of God's supply, God's fulfillment, a table before me. We see also there's an enjoyment. There's assurance of enjoyment and, again, relief. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. And then he has this assurance of future enrichment, goodness and mercy. So follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So you see, the psalmist is certain of God's care. He's certain of it. He has no doubt about it. And it's not related to who David is. It's related to who God is. It's related to who God is. People get caught up. They say, well, I don't deserve that. You don't deserve anything. And the sooner you come to that realization, the better off you'll be. Just trust God. Trust God's care. Be assured of it. What a wonderful way to live. Child of God does not have to live in anxiety. They can live in Psalm 23, absolute confidence. Again, not based upon us, but because of who he is. Because of what he does continually throughout our lives. So if we would just learn to recognize God, look for God, the result would be this assurance. Because you see something over and over and over and over again. Eventually, it sinks in. You know what? I think I believe that. And if people would just get their eyes on God, observe the workings of God, they too would have this confidence, this assurance. It wouldn't just be words, but it's reality in life. Let's look to the Lord in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, again, we do thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for the many things that we can learn from this 23rd Psalm. And we pray, Lord, that you would be our teacher, that you would teach us, Lord. Show us yourself as we go through this psalm. We pray, Lord, that you would reveal yourself to us this day. Lord, that you would meet with us in a very special way. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.